Women's Centre Cornwall has been holding Reclaim the Night events in Cornwall for the last 20 years. So this is our 20th year hosting the event. And we are sort of continuing what women started in Leeds in 1977, when they kind of gathered together to say no, essentially, to a curfew that had been imposed upon them by the police at the time. Women were told that they should stay at home for their own safety, as there was a perpetrator who was sort of killing women on the streets of Yorkshire. And those women reclaimed the night, and they said that, you know, we refuse as women to be held responsible or restricted in our lives because of the actions of perpetrators in this way. So yeah, that remains our message today, because all of these years after those women courageously took to the streets, we still need to organize for our human rights, which is to live free from harm, free from having violence and abuse of so many different kinds perpetrated against us. There are some instances, you know, some sort of horrific things that happen to women that create a lot of conversation nationally. Sarah Everard, what happened to her, by Wayne Cousins being one of those. I think that ignited a lot of conversation nationally, and I do think it raised a lot of awareness about the reality that women face, you know, the measures that women often have to go to try and keep ourselves safe, and yeah, just the reality of this epidemic of violence against women and girls. So I think there are some things that take place that kind of, yeah, raise more awareness and really illuminate what's happening. You know, the work that we do at the Women's Centre, we know that this is going on all of the time. And there are so many women whose lives are stolen, whose names we never hear. And that's one of the reasons why we speak their names as well.
Yeah, just explain how that works on the nights.
We invite people to gather together from 6 p.m. this Friday the 6th at the Killer Court. And we initially hold a candlelit vigil, where we speak the names of, this year it will be at least 93 women and 7 children who've been killed throughout the last year. And the youngest woman whose name we read out is Scarlett Vickers. She was age 14 when she was killed, and the eldest woman was age 96. And we also are going to be displaying a red rose for every single woman and child as part of our display. So yeah, we speak their names, we have a minute silence, and then we have musical performances by Angeline Morrison and Holly Ann Coles. And yeah, we have spoken word poetry, speeches, and yeah, another guest speaker, an amazing survivor activist called Viv Gordon, who'll be joining us to lead with the young women into our Women's March to Unity.
Is progress being made, and what does that progress, that change, look like for you going forwards?
I think the conversation is a lot more alive, you know, in terms of people being willing to confront the reality of this epidemic of violence against women and girls, and what we believe is at the root of this epidemic, which is misogyny. And that's part of our 16 Days of Activism campaign, is kind of raising awareness of the ways in which misogyny is at the root of violence against women and girls, and what it is that we can do collectively to uproot misogyny and to acknowledge that it exists, and that it doesn't exist just outside of ourselves, it exists within us. You know, we've all been conditioned to see the world in this way. So yeah, I think we hold on to hope, you know, for a better world. Like, that is our vision, a world in which women can be free from inequality, violence and oppression. So we're always hopeful that change is happening. The United Nations released a report at the start of 16 Days of Activism, just saying that one woman or girl is killed every 10 minutes around the world, usually at the hands of men that they knew, that they loved, their partners or a close member of their family. So although we hold on to hope, the reality is that this epidemic of violence against women and girls isn't going away. And there's so much change that needs to take place in our culture.
Who's welcome at the event at the Killer Court on Friday?
So we welcome absolutely everyone to join us. We really encourage men to join us as well. We can't end violence against women and girls without men. We really invite and encourage them to stand with us, to stand by our sides, to listen and be present, and Yeah, they would be so welcome. So we invite absolutely everyone to join us. There may be some strong language, so just for anyone who is looking to bring their children, but a lot of people do bring their children along, but just to say there may be some strong language. But yeah, absolutely everyone's welcome. And then the march itself is just women and children, just to honour the traditions of Reclaim the Night.